Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Facebook fight, Facebook fight. You are wrong and I am right. You are a stupid prick. You can suck my big fat dick. This is another Facebook fight.
Thank you, Stu. And welcome to each and every one of you on another rip-roaring edition of the Insane Asylum. It's embarrassing. I guess my worlds are tying together because that is the name of the radio show that I just completed. This is actually, that day is done. Now we're moving forward. Not the Insane Asylum, but rather the Eric Zane Show podcast. What the hell was that? I don't think that's ever happened before. I'll tell you what has happened is I've been on the Insane Asylum. And then I turned on the mic, and as Chris says, I don't know how you keep it all straight. I don't. I turned on the mic, and I said, yeah, there you go. That's John Mellencamp on Big 101.3. And then when I've been doing Big 101.3, I've said, oh, my God, the Insane Asylum. Here we are. Yes. Oh, it's all fucked up. This is a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports. If you are thinking about getting a Yamaha-powered golf cart, whether it be gas or propane, wait a minute. I think they have propane, electric, gas. I don't know. Anyway, go to ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Check out their selection. They also have ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, whatever you call them. Four-wheelers, three-wheelers, two-wheelers, one-wheelers, e-bikes, go-karts. They have it all at Impact Power Sports. Thank you so much to them for sponsoring my studio. As I said, this is a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures, and I just wandered over into the room outside of this studio, wandered through the closet, went into the bedroom, and Pooh Bear is there. And it appears that Darla has gone pee-pee on the bed. And now she's good for one of those every so often. That's a bad deal right there. You know, you got to make sure that you've got one of those mattress covers on that will stop it so that it doesn't go down to the mattress. Now, I've known that, but I've yet to put one on. Fortunately, though, it went through the comforter. It went through the sheet, the top sheet, the fitted sheet, and the mattress pad, but it did not get down to mattress. Megan says that her puppy, Josie, peed on my bed last night. And she says something that has happened to us many times. Of course, it happened right before I was about to go to bed. It is such a drag when that happens. And the thing is, especially with a puppy, you can let the dog out. The dog goes to the bathroom, and you're like, hey, good job. Hey, you're doing it. And then you bring the dog into bed, and it pees in the bed. Now, you're going to get people who say, well, why does your dog sleep in your bed? And it's like, well, because it's the greatest thing that has ever existed. Are you kidding me? That is the most fun ever, is having a snuggle bug festival with a puppy dog. Megan says the dog sleeps in the big in the bed because we're not fucking monsters. Yeah, what do you want the dog to do? Sleep in a crate? The fuck is wrong with you? I think dogs might be the greatest thing that has ever walked the planet. I mean, to me, it's I would take snuggling the puppy dog over snuggling Pooh Bear. I mean, I like snuggling Pooh Bear. There's nothing better than getting a handful of titty. But puppy dogs are spectacular. She says, Josie does sleep in a crate, but we do love to snuggle before crate time. So wait a minute now. The dog actually doesn't sleep in your bed? What the hell? We have all three. I got news yesterday that O'Neill's brother went to the Rainbow Bridge. This has happened from time to time where I'll like post a picture of O'Neill, and there was a lot of litter mates that O'Neill had that were introduced to the community. They were brought in from like another state because they were surrendered or something like that. And so O'Neill, along with all these his litter mates, were introduced to West Michigan. And I have met at least one of them actually in person. And O'Neill's the only one that got his tail cropped. They ended up getting the dogs taken from the household where they were at prior to getting the tails cropped. O'Neill was the only one who got his tail cropped, poor guy. Well, somebody saw a picture of O'Neill and said, is that O'Neill? I said, yeah. We had his litter mate. And I'm like, you had? Okay. And I go, is he still with us? No. Oh, my God. I didn't want to ask. I don't want to ask. I don't want to know. Molly says, why cropped? Great question. Don't know. No clue whatsoever. All I know is that when he showed up on the scene, he had no tail. And I said, I don't care. I like the dog. I'm going to bring him home. Megan says, dog falls asleep in my bed. Then she goes in the crate. I don't trust her to stay in bed all night and not wander around. When she gets older, she'll be an all-night snuggler. Okay, I get that. Outstanding. Let me show you what I have written down to talk about today. Are you ready? Here it is. This is my show plan today. Typically, the show plan looks something like this. But this is what the show plan looks like today. Now, I've done this for so goddamn long that I never, ever worry anymore about what's going to happen. But just so you know, this blank sheet of paper, for those of you who aren't watching and just listening to the audio podcast, this is what I have written down to talk about on the show. Now, I actually have some things to talk about. I just didn't write them down. Typically, I have the things that I want to talk about, like windows opened up about topics, subject matter, whatnot, but I'll also write things down. Not today. I've said this many times before. You take what the day gives you. The day gives you nothing, so be it. Discuss how the day brought you nothing. Great question. Always love the chat and count on them to help me along. Megan says, how's Diana recovering? In case you don't know, they cataract surgery where they go in, take the garbage lens that the good Lord gave her and throw it in the garbage, and they put in a new lens, a synthetic or false or fake or prosthetic lens. Boom, put it in there, and then away you go, cataract surgery. So that's great. And 1 week from yesterday, she gets the other eye done. A really outstanding recovery so far. I didn't realize how quickly the eye heals, because it makes me almost want to pass out, but they actually have to make an incision in the eye and then kind of root around in there like Doc from Deadwood trying to fucking find a bladder stone. None of you get that reference. And yank it out and put the new one in. Rebecca says, I do not understand why people crop tails. My Hank has a short tail, but that's how I adopted him, and his vet is fairly certain that his tail was not docked. It's just naturally a short tail. I'm with you. I don't understand how anybody, unless if it's a health issue, if they're concerned that something bad could happen if they don't modify the dog. Like you see Doberman Pinschers. Those dogs have the ears that go straight up. And I think there's a couple other breeds that have that where they crop the ears. Ah, okay. What an adorable puppy. Well, let's hand it off to the guy with the scissors so that he can just cut his ears off. Who decided that that was a good idea? God, what the fuck was I talking about? And then the tail, same thing. Yeah, let's cut the dog's tail off. Yeah, I'm already scatterbrained. I started talking about something, then I stopped talking about it. Anyway, I took Pooh Bear to... She wanted to go to the grocery store. I go, all right, yeah, sure. She's got those old people glasses on that completely kind of block out the sunlight. And, yeah... Nothing really eventful happened. I'm really surprised at how easy it is to recover from a cataract surgery. But she's doing great. And I should probably give her a ringy dingy. See, because we haven't talked to her in quite some time. And it's always good to get Pooh Bear on.
Hello?
Hey, this is your husband. I'm podcasting.
Hello.
So the dog peed on the bed?
Yeah.
So, Darla, did she do it right in front of you, or did you discover it?
I discovered it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was talking. We should have one of those plastic covers over that mattress. You know that.
I know. Luckily, the mattress pad is thick and, waterproof, so it doesn't... Sometimes it's thick. Only one time it's soaked all the way through.
Well, it's not really waterproof. It's just thick.
Yeah.
Everybody was asking. There's a few questions. Hey, how you feeling? I just said you're doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I just got back from my one-day post-op, and he covered my left eye, and I could read all the letters on the thing.
So your vision is vastly improved.
Yes. For distance. I'll still probably need readers, but that's okay.
All right. Okay, well, yeah. I don't really have anything else. I just wanted to say hello. Everybody wanted to hear your voice. We got a couple questions. When are we doing our podcast?
Oh. We probably should do it quickly. I'll go back to school soon.
That's right. You got the summers off.
Yeah, I go back to school in a few weeks.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. A couple of people want to know about any horn honking. Any of that happen on the way?
No, nobody honked at me. Nope.
Yeah, they're not going to let that one go. They really believe that you honked.
I know. Well, they're going to have to let it go because I'm not backing down. I'm not going to. I mean, if make them feel better, that I'll say that I did it, even though I didn't, so that they can drop
no,
it. But.
No. Don't give in to them. Megan does not think that you honked.
Of course not. She's the only bright one in the group.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Molly says, I love Pooh Bear. Who doesn't? Who doesn't love Pooh Bear? Yesterday, there was a Facebook fight. And this happens all the time to me. But this one was unique. So I made a post that, I was focusing yesterday on the fact that, you know, because if you're a radio show and you start to get you finally start to figure out that everything you're doing is not exciting, is boring and horrible. If you're finally coming to grips with the fact that you suck, that this is shit, from my perspective, if I ever get the idea that what I'm doing is just not great, the only way to get past that is to really dive in and basically just read and think and talk, and then something will pop in your brain, or you'll see something that's interesting that you can talk about, and you have a point of view that might be somewhat provocative. Or you can have your wife make everyone on the show look ridiculous. And Greg and his wife, Mrs. Greg, decided it would be fun if they put makeup on, like all of the boys put makeup on, to look like the band Ghost, I guess. And I don't know that they necessarily did. I don't know that it worked. But I made a post about it. God, when you see all these pictures the way they are here on this, all side by side, it's really bizarre that this picture of Greg, who with that thing around his neck, he looks like he gained like 100 pounds with the way his hair frames his face and the way his neck is kind of like, is that just me or does it look like that? Well, that's what you do. You got nothing to say anymore. You're shitty. Have your wife put everybody in makeup. So I posted a picture about it because that's what I do. And I compared it to the other pictures of Greg. But I honestly think that Greg's hair in particular, I mean, obviously he has makeup on, it looks ridiculous. But the way his hair is, it actually looks better than when he wears it like that. I mean, look at that. He really loves to show off his forehead. He's got to go to this all the time. Well, anyway, I had the usual fun that I do. And some guy comes out of the woodwork. And he starts, you know, whatever. It's typical Free Beer and Hot Wing Show audience member. And every single time it's the same goddamn comments. Oh, you obviously have not gotten over getting fired. And it's, it doesn't have anything to do with it. I just can't stand the fucker. And he looks ridiculous. Jesus, fuck. Jeremy says he looks like Joe on Big Fat Golf Day. So some guy gets in there and he makes a crack. Now, if you make a crack on me, the first thing I always do is I always look at the profile, because that's the low-hanging fruit. You can pick on people in that regard. And now I notice that people like get ahead of that and they say, yeah, I know all you're going to do is you're going to get a picture of me in an unflattering light and you're going to zoom in and put an arrow on my wonky tooth. I know you're going to do that. I mean, they actually like say it. It's hilarious. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's the easiest way to make this go. And so some guy who I don't think I've ever seen a larger human in my life attacked me. So, yes, I am going to do that. And this guy may have had the most defective body I've ever seen. The all of the weight that he gained was from his waist up, and his legs are just teeny tiny little legs. He looks like the type of body shape, human shape of, you remember when Nick in the arena was single and he was talking about having sex with chicks and that were huge and it was like wrestling a bear? That's what the hunk of cheese guy body. Hunka chunka, hunka hunka, time for timer body. This guy has the time for timer body. This dude who I got into this fucking war with. His name is Mike Stewart. Mike writes, "You're like the crazy ex-girlfriend that won't move on. Please, Freebeer, take me back in. I promise I won't make another AIDS joke." And I'm like, all right, if you want to mix it up with me, that's fine. So I snagged the first picture I saw, and here he is. Have you ever seen a more absurd-looking human being than this guy right here? And this is fucked up. I mean, he's so absurd-looking. He's next to this his wife here on his wedding day, and she's three bills, and he makes her look like the CrossFit world champion. That's how bad this guy looks. And I couldn't quite place it when I looked at it, but one of the comments of audience members who rushed in to defend me because you're awesome, Jeremy wrote something about you don't even have the decency to pull your pants up over your ass. And he's right. If you think about it, one of the reasons why this looks so odd is because this fucking slob has to tuck his shirt in, and this, the waistline is actually below his ass. Like all of this right here, that's all ass. And you just can't see it because his shirt goes over it. David says that is beyond scooter fat. So I'm like, okay, that's how it's got to be. If you're going to go and take me out, I mean, I am going to respond. Everybody knows it. If you go low, I go lower. Our very own Becky commented right after that, after I made that. I said, I actually wrote next to it, "You two looking great on your wedding day. I cannot believe that Ozzy beat you to the grave." Becky, our Becky, wrote, "Hello, 911. I'd like to report a murder." This dude weighs back in. He says, "I appreciate that. I'm surprised your wife hasn't left you yet. I suppose she's hoping you get back on the radio. So when she does leave, she'll actually get something out of you." All right, whatever. And I wrote, "Well, actually, I work at two radio stations and my podcast. The same way you eat two hamburgers at the same time with a shake between your legs." So, I mean, this all started off this wave of attacks on this guy. And this guy's not very bright, so he tries to fight back, but he's got no recourse at this point. You do not have any recourse when you look like Hunka Chunka, for God's sake. You can't be attacking people when you look like Hunka Chunka. Mike says, "Hey, Eric." The same guy says, "Hey, Eric, you should focus more on your podcast instead of shit posting." I always love how people try to tell me what to do. I don't know why that is. "Your first episode you posted 9 years ago only has like 4,000 views. At this rate, your wife will never be able to leave and you'll have to..." Okay, so whatever. He's going back and looking at my body of work on various platforms, and I guess that's what he's basing his attacks on. Tom checks in and he said, "Do we have a new contestant for Fatathon? I'd hate to be the toilet that Bison punishes every morning." So now other audience members are getting involved. And then our very own Jeremy, who used to be, well, not quite that big, says, "As the original and best Fatathon participant, I reject his entry on the basis that all members of Fatathon have enough common sense and decency, even at our fattest, to wear our wedding pants above their ass," which is a great fucking line. Mike says he's just mad that Steve destroyed him on segment 17 10 years ago. Okay. and still hasn't gotten over it. I listen occasionally, but unlike Zane, I have a job and a family that loves me. And I wrote, job, family, and high morbidity. TJ Marlette gets involved, starts defending me, and he starts getting attacked by this slob. I guess this pig runs a vape shop or some shit. So then TJ and this slob start like talking about each other's careers and what they do for a living. Slob's talking about how he's got three cars. He says, I've got a Ford Fusion and I've got a lifted F-150 and I've got a Toyota Camry. I mean, that's what it's going to. These guys, the whole conversation is falling apart and they're talking about the cars and I'm just kind of watching that. And then I said, hey, Mike, are those cars, do they have weight limits? Because I mean, he's going to be like Dank DeMoss in that Camry or that Fusion. I suggested, Mike, with all that cool stuff, you should probably get a will in order since you only have a couple of months left on this earth. Mike says, all right, I'm fat. So what? And I said, no. You need to add the word morbidly before the word fat. And then I added, Europeans during the Black Plague had a better life expectancy with you currently, or than you currently. He has to be thinking he's in over his weight when my insults involve words like morbidly, and I'm referencing the Black Plague in Europe. You're clearly in over your head.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
But no, he's not done. This Facebook fight, he realizes he's getting hammered. So what does this guy do? He goes to the Segment 18 Facebook page for free beer and hot wings. And I knew he was the Segment 18er. But again, he comes on my page and goes after me. He gets humiliated. His wife is embarrassed. What does he do? He turns to the Segment 18 page. Hey, so if no one saw it, Zane is roasting free beer on his page. So I went in to defend him. And then Zane talked crap about my wife. So if anyone was wondering, the pictures below show his sponsors that think it's totally okay what he is doing. Do your thing, internet. So he's actually trying to say, hey, this is time to go get him. And then you see four of my amazing sponsors, Blue Frost IT, King's Room, Irvine's, and Impact. Thank you, by the way, for showing those great sponsors to the 20,000 plus people. That Facebook fan page has more followers than I have on my page. There you go. That is more bang for your buck. And what I loved about this is that page hates me. Yet the majority of the people that weigh in here either tell him to shut the fuck up or they say, what the fuck are you doing? What are you, a baby? Steve writes, the more you engage, the more you'll see him. You know, this is exactly what he wants. And I've touched on this numerous times. And it doesn't matter. I mean, if I were smart, I would not read that. But that's not going to stop these idiots. These are stupid people. I said, Steven here is 100% correct. The only time I show up here is when you ding-dongs drag me in. I've got better things to do with my time than ridicule neckbeards at Love America's worst morning shows. Or worst morning show, I should say. This guy calls me a bitter old drunk. Okay, whatever. Josh weighs in. So you've never listened to his show is what I read. Travis says, yeah, I have. And it was trash. Okay. And then there's an image of me from the Mr. 10 contest about to do my pirouette. I don't know what the fuck that's all about. Our Jeremy writes, in the words of Quagmire, oh, wow, 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 we've all got problems, pussy, get used to it. This guy says, light his ass, he's a hack, and just sour because he's no longer on the show. That's a attack we've heard many, many times. This one says, wow, 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 why don't you cry about it, puss? Alan says, Easy is going to definitely lose all sponsors for calling out neckbeards and ogres. Doug, I don't recognize this name. Maybe keep your nose out of his shit. Cassie says Eric Zane should follow your advice. Look, bitch, I wasn't doing anything. I'm on my own page. Bill writes, you cancel culture people really go way too far. Stop feeling entitled to things because your feelings were hurt. I wrote, hell, I'll call them for you. Josh refers to this slob as a pussy. Amanda says, and that surprised you? Brandon says, you want to start shit with a guy who is guaranteed to take shots at your physical appearance and your family, and now you're on here asking us to dox him because your feelings are hurt? I really am finding this gratifying that on a page where they hate me, they are, in fact, defending me. Oh, my God. How great is this? Drake says, tell us you're 10-ply soft without saying, I'm 10-ply soft. Danny says, Karen alert. Casey writes, how about you defend your own wife instead of asking us to? Daniel wrote, wait. So you went and listened to Zane's podcast. Seems Zane's plan is working. LOL. I wrote, I don't have to lift a finger. LOL. God damn, is this fantastic. I love this so much. Jeremy writes to Megan, hey, Megan, make sure you cancel Irvine's sponsorship today because a 500-pound oaf got called fat online. She says, done and done. As long as I get a foot pick, it's okay. That was how my evening unfolded yesterday. You know, this is what you need to do. If you get, hammered in the way that old Mike Stewart has been hammered, if that's not motivation to lose 300 pounds, and that would take about 3.5 years, maybe more, if you do it right. I don't know what is. Relatively young man. I mean, you want to live. to be able to ride around town and show off your Ford Fusion or your Toyota Camry or your F-150 pickup. You don't want to do it with the vehicle listing to one side. Why are so many people that are in that group so unbelievably overweight? Why? I think that's just in general. That group is a slice of Americana. People who don't want to work or move or do anything whatsoever. Our country's kind of fucked up. Matt says, you know this fatty would sell fried Oreo vapes. Nick says the F-150 is lifted until his fat ass sits in it. And it's not like anybody in our group is like ripped or jacked. I think everybody in the entire group is might be carrying a little bit more than they want. You don't want to see somebody and just marvel at them because they are so large. You don't want to do that. Man Bun Chris describes what that guy was trying to do as a free market solution. KMK would be proud. All right. We have another edition of a Big Fraud Thursday happening tomorrow. And I just began reviewing material for the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers, which will kick off at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And I always work way back in time because, like, when I take the dogs for walks, I'll listen to a show. I'll take some notes on it as I walk of things that could be a jumping off point to talk about. So I'm going way back. I have mid-May. I'm actually still on mid-May. It's a show where right after the gang got back from a trip from some station out west, and they're still, like, having a great time talking about the fun that they had. And I this might still be an indicator. I'm not going to play a clip for you right now because it's all rather involved. One clip leads to another. I don't want to do that. I take it back. I will actually play one clip, but it has nothing to do with this. But what I'm focusing on is the gang still yucking it up and basking in the afterglow after a fun-filled trip to that station. Now, there's no doubt that they had fun. And I'm sure if I was there, I probably would have laughed along with them. But these are all those moments that you had to be there in order to get in on the fun. And they don't have the ability to recognize that, and it just does not translate to the air. For example, we will break down on Thursday a conversation. And whenever I say what they are, they just sound so ridiculous. The laughs get intense as Kelly talks about Steve getting a drink of water. Swear to God. And I wish there was more to it than that, but there's not. He got a drink of water. And then things kind of devolved from there. During my pulling of clips, I had another Steve echo effect take place. And these are one of my favorite new moments on the show that I've picked up on. Our pal Steve has a tendency that when there's a line that for some reason he thinks is really funny or clever or maybe not from someone else, he repeats it. Here's several examples of that in my Steve Echo Effect Supercut, including the brand new one at the end of it.
That must make banking hard.
That must make banking difficult.
Direx or whatever it is.
Direx.
Race you to dead man's curve.
Yeah. Dead
because
man's
people
curve.
Die. They'll say, I'll give it a goog.
Give it a goog.
I'll pee in that cup.
Is that why you call me Mrem all the time?
Mrem.
Just ask Toggy.
You dipstick?
Yeah, you dipstick.
Yep.
Is that not amazing? so many great examples of that. A lot I haven't even played. I need to hear it again.
That must make banking hard.
That must make banking difficult.
Direx or whatever it is.
Direx.
Race you to dead man's curve.
Yeah. Dead
because
man's
people
curve.
Die. They'll say, I'll give it a goog.
Give it a goog.
I'll pee in that cup.
I'll pee in that cup.
Is that why you call me Mrem all the time?
Mrem.
Just ask Toggy.
You dipstick?
Yeah, you dipstick.
Yep.
Megan says you need an NFK Digi supercut after Steve does this. Funny you should mention that. I've been toying with the idea of every time I walk down the steps to whatever, get a snack, get a cup of coffee, get a drink of water, and that's when these interactions happen. Just roll a file. And over time, I should be able to get plenty of examples of, hey, Eric, are you going to Meijer? Yes. Are you? Eric, did you and Ben do your podcast? Yes. Did you? Eric, did you see the squirrels in the bird feeder? Yeah. Did you? All right. So that's Steve Echo Effect, a brand new edition of Who Are These Free Beers Thursday, and then followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We will have Book Club, the second meeting of the Eric Zane Show podcast, Big Fraud Book Club. Not this coming Monday, but next Monday, we'll finish up the Nikki Six book, The Heroin Diaries. If you want in on Book Club, all you got to do is let me know. And I have picked ahead of time that Nick in Houston is going to pick out the next book. So when you hear this, Nick, if you don't hear it, I'll just tell you myself. So you'll find out twice. You are choosing the next book. So I would like to have that done, like ready to go ASAP. So pick out a book and then we'll talk about it here. The audience can get the book so that after we finish reviewing Heroin Diaries by Nikki Six on Monday, a week from Monday, that would be the 11th. Then we will get after the next book. All right. For those who are watching this show on Facebook and YouTube, it's time to send you on your way. Thank you so much for being here. The rest of the show is available in its entirety on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Audio available wherever you download shows. I have a second platform, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's where you can get Who Are These Free Beers and all my other shows, including the Eric Zane Show podcast, Big Fraud Book Club. And you can sign up for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. As always, reach out to me on the Shoreliners Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Rebecca says, I already have my book picked out for book club when it's my turn. You know, that's great and a lot better than Maureen, where it can be mentioned now because enough time has passed. We come up with the idea for book club. She wants in. She's the first name drawn. She acts shocked. Has no idea what book to pick. Announces Heroin Diaries. Announces she already read it. We come to find out she hasn't read it. And we also come to find out that she didn't even pick out the book. Her sister did. Now, I've loved the book. It's a great suggestion. But we would still be, if we had to rely on Maureen to pick a book, we would still be looking at her as she goes, oh, dear, I don't know. I don't know what book I can possibly pick out. I'm a little confused. And, oh, man, I'm just... That's what we would be dealing with right now. This is not exactly a grab life by the horns type of soul. That was so bad. Jeremy says that Rebecca is going to choose the Communist Manifesto or how to firebomb Teslas or something. Rebecca says, I told you it's going to be the Kama Sutra, which I don't know what that is. Kama Sutra? Doesn't that have something to do with like Hinduism and like sex? Weirdo sex positions? All right, whatever. All right, I'm officially kicking you folks out who are watching on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you for being here. Get the rest of the show on Twitch. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You know they can replace your power steering pumps at Irvine's. They're located right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Bang on their door if you need any car care for your car, your EV, your hybrid. Their number is 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. They have free loaner cars, which is awesome. The best in the business. Over at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Their website is ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Kuiper Tree Care. Kuiper. KuiperTreeCare.com. You can call Irvine's. You can call Kuiper Tree Care. Like if you're a fan of that fat fuck, Mike Stewart, who took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. Now he's a regular listener of this show. It might be hate listening, but he's still listening. I guarantee it. Mike, you fat fuck, call Kuiper Tree Care and complain that I hurt your feelings, you fucking whale. 616-828-8225. Have someone whose fingers can actually touch the buttons, though. 616-828-8225. If you need a tree removed, if you need the stump ground, tree risk assessment, tree pruning, storm cleanup. They do it all at Kuiper Tree Care. Thank you very much. Aram has a question for Maureen. Why did you say you read the book? Well, I think what had happened was she said, oh, it was actually another book about Motley Crue. I think that's what she did. I think that's what she said. You know, she's really old. You got to understand. She's about 79, and this is what our elderly citizens do. What are your thoughts on senior discount for those over 55? Because that's what Pooh Bear got the other day when we went to Goodwill. She did some of the worst packing for a trip ever when we were up north at Fear Bunker North. She ran out of underwear twice. Eric, I got to go get underwear. Okay. So we go to Walmart and get underwear. She got a brand new pack of underwear. And then I think she got, like, she didn't want to go to Walmart, and she wanted to go to Goodwill to get underwear. And I was like, wait a minute, who gets used underwear? You know, that's a great question, and we should probably bring her in to ask her about that. You're gonna wear someone's underwear?
Hello.
Hey, it's me again.
Yeah.
So when you first of all, you got a senior discount at Goodwill. So that was pretty cool, but I didn't realize that they start giving those when you're like 55 and up.
I know.
I talked about your horrible packing and planning.
Oh, because I ran out of underwear?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So that was like twice, though. Twice it happened.
No, I ended up finding two extra pair.
Right, but at the time you thought you had to go back and get more underwear.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of audience members are wondering why you would buy underwear from Goodwill.
I wasn't going to buy underwear from Goodwill. Hell no. I wasn't going to buy underwear from there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was under the impression that you wanted underwear from some slob.
No, gross. No, I wanted to go back to either Walmart or even the dollar store would be better than freaking Goodwill.
Numerous people are suggesting that you hit Hot Wings truck, that you honked, and that you wanted underwear from Goodwill.
Okay. Gotta go.
That's ridiculous.
Time to take a nap.
All right, I love you.
Rest my eyes off.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Chris with the crack. Underwear has four sides. Underwear have four sides. How did she run out? Bob with the comment, you got to pack underwear like you're planning to shit yourself once a day. False alarm. Pooh Bear was not going to buy underwear from Goodwill. I do want to also mention before this gets too far out of hand that Oakland Auto Detail is my newest sponsor. They are in West Michigan. And if you want a car that, I am not kidding you, looks good, as good or better than the day you bought it, Oakland Auto Detail. Now, I mean, that's as long as you haven't like cracked it up. But if you have a car like ours, Pooh Bear's Honda, that will be 4 years old in February. And I took it to Oakland Auto Detail, and the power couple dream team of Eric and Kristen Powie, the owners slash operators of Oakland Auto Detail, they did a unbelievable job on it. I suggest that every once in a while you have this done to your vehicle. Similar to like regular maintenance. The work that they do, you could never get your car this clean, ever. Not only do they clean it inside and out, they restore it. All little tiny shitty scratches I had on it from God knows what happening to it, gone. I've got before and after pictures to prove it. You can see them yourself at the website, Oakland Auto Detail. Follow them on Facebook. That's very important because Eric Powie said to me, he goes, I really want your audience to follow me on Facebook because if they follow me on Facebook easy, they will see my videos that I make. This is business as usual for Eric and Kristen Powie. One car a day. They have the car. They start their day. They take the before pics. They take the after pics. The vehicle is clean by the end of the day. Everybody's getting ready for night-night. Eric and Kristen edit up a video of all the before and after, including a brief interview with the car owner and their reaction to when they pick their car up the next day. Figuratively and literally, walk, wash, rinse, repeat every single day. Follow them on Facebook, and if you'd like this type of care done to your car, cleaning top to bottom, reach out at 616-510-3470. I really want this to work. I really want you as an audience. You've been nothing but supportive with all of my sponsors. Bang on their door to get that vehicle cleaned at least once. Or tell your friends. If it even just means, well, I have a piece of shit car, I'm never getting it cleaned easy, that's fine. But like them on Facebook and maybe once in a while share a post. Huge help. Okay. Oakland Auto Detail, other than their Facebook videos and me, that's it. That's the only marketing they're going to do, and I want it to stay that way. So please keep that in mind. It also makes a great gift at Oakland Auto Detail. Nick says, imagine the amount of fries between the seats of Mike Stewart's Camry. Bob suggests I get a quote for them to detail the embellisher. No, I don't want to do that. You know, to me, the charm of the embellisher is that it doesn't get washed. It's got holes in the bottom of the doors. We can't do that. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.